The Ministry of Education is working to ensure that literacy is improved in Jamaica. National Literacy Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Andre Hill, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the government's initiatives to achieve this goal. We now bring you excerpts of that interview.
We have a serious challenge with literacy, and you know that this is one of our binding constraints. Mm-hmm. What is the Ministry of Education doing to tackle this problem?
Well, to begin with, the Education Task Force report, which was published in 2004, identified that the education system did have a significant challenge with reading development among our students, particularly at the primary level. And as such, one of the task force recommendations was that the Ministry of Education begin to give primary attention or focus to the development of literacy skills among the nation's children, particularly, as I said before, at the primary mm-hmm. level. Hence, out of that recommendation was established the National Literacy Program, otherwise known as the National Comprehensive Literacy Program. And that saw in 2007 to the engagement of the first National Literacy Coordinator and the further engagement of six regional literacy coordinators who work in the six regional domains of our ministry. And in addition to that, the engagement of literacy specialists who had direct responsibility for engaging schools mm-hmm. in the regions. And the goal of the program essentially is to consolidate all literacy initiatives within the ministry over the years and currently so that we can ensure the realization of targets established both at the national, regional, and by extension school levels.
Mm-hmm. What are the actual figures having to do with literacy at the grade 4 level?
Right.
How have we been doing over the years? Are we improving? Mm-hmm. Is there a kind of a zigzag development?
Yes. The genesis of the grade 4 literacy tests dates back to 1999, and then the statistics was about 42% of the grade 4 cohort at that time, indicating that they had mastered the tests. Uh-huh. Now, the stats for 2013 are 76.3%.
Oh, quite a significant improvement.
Yes. The year before, it was actually 74. And if I remember correctly, the year before that, it was about 71. Mm-hmm. And I think also the year before, it was 69. Mm-hmm. So it's clear that the students have been improving. Certainly, we would be happy if more of our students were mastering the tests at the first sitting, which is normally done in June. But looking at the trend of the data over the history of the exam, we can say definitively that students have been making significant strides.
Mm-hmm. And our target for the next few years, for example, is what? What levels are we aiming to bring our students to by the grade 4 level?
Well, again, I make reference to the task force report published in 2004. The recommendation was that by 2015, the grade 4 literacy level should be at 85%.
85.
Sometime after 2007, many stakeholders began speaking about 100% literacy.
Oh, huh.
Now, that can be interpreted in two ways, 100% of the entire grade 4 cohort or 100% of the so-called educable population. Now, however we define the term, the original task force report recommended a target of 85%. I have consulted with senior executives in the ministry and have indicated that the more realistic figure for 2015 is 85%, as the task force report had recommended. The question as to whether or not we will meet that target is another matter, because we are just a year and a half from 2015, but we will see what happens.
Yes.
National Literacy Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Andre Hill, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.